I think Uli is very good thing. You know, this guy has the worst governance I've ever seen in my life. Guinea is the second exporter for bauxite. We are iron, diamond, so many things. You know, all the money coming from that, you know, we suppose for his 10 years is about $4 billion. He never built one hospital or one, I don't know, university or one stadium or, I don't know, 100 kilometers of road. We have a corruption, huge corruption. But from that, he's putting everybody in jail. Many people die from this situation. And myself, I'm in exile because they try to kidnap me. This is the situation. This tension, you know, from the poverty we have in the country, bring this coup, because those young military live inside the country and live in town with the young people. Anyway, we knew what something will happen. We don't know if it happened last Sunday.
So you say you have been in exile. How long have you been in exile?
10 months. 10 months I'm here from Abidjan to Paris. I don't know, you know.
Wow. So now are you going to return to Guinea?
I'm going to return to Guinea Saturday, as I say, to discuss with the militaries and try to have a possibility to organize a new election after the transition, you know. We'll go there to discuss it as well.
So if the military were to ask you to serve in a transition, would you?
No, I'm not going to serve in transition because I will be candidate, you know. I will run. So in this situation, people who are run are not serving in the transition.
So like other politicians in Guinea, you welcome the military takeover?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is only the best thing we can have happen to us this moment.
Mr. Touré, it's always very nice to talk to you. Get in touch with us when you get back to...
Okay, we'll talk for when I arrive in Conakry from Sunday and all the time.